Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the show that everybody's talking about. Everybody in the whole country, except, you know, the mute.
Well, sure.
They're right. not traditionally talking about it, but. Well.
Yep.
And babies, babies who can't talk yet, they're not talking about it, but everybody else is.
Everybody.
Everybody else is.
They need to make TJ Reagan show their first words for those babies.
Yeah.
Work on that.
Mm-hmm. So, Lindsay, has your little girl gotten my name right, or is it, she still calling me AJ?
It's sometimes it's AJ, sometimes it's CJ. We don't know, but normally it's AJ.
Yeah. I like that. I would encourage the AJ thing. Just because it's funny. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, she's little.
She got it right yesterday.
But also, like, it's not a hard name to remember.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So I'm concerned a little, but.
Yeah, I mean, even your two-year-old knows Gary the Minion, Kevin the Minion. This one's Giant Minion. This one's Derek the Little Minion.
Yeah.
She's double his age, and she can figure that out.
Yeah.
Right. It's time for her to recognize. You better recognize.
All right, so Rob told us all what he was doing this weekend on Friday's show. He told us what he was going to be doing, and Lindsay was shocked by it because it was so nerdy. So we will replay that for you in the In Case You Missed It segment coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Rob did something a little out of the ordinary over the weekend, and he told us Friday that he was going to be doing it. And when he did, we were all very, very curious as to how it works because it's so nerdy. And he educated us. He learned us all something. So that is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Our big, big Christmas celebration in the town of Old Fort, North Carolina. It's our breaking and entering project this year, breaking and entering Christmas. They lost all of their Christmas decorations and everything in the floods from Hurricane Helene. The whole town was decimated, and they were thinking they weren't going to be able to have a Christmas festival like they have every year and a parade and all that stuff. Well, they are, and we're so glad we could be a big part of making that happen. And it wouldn't happen without our sponsors for this whole project. FS Drinks, Simple Boba, and Lily and Grace, which is a beautiful boutique gift shop furniture store kind of place that my wife goes to all the time. Jewelers on Main in downtown Mooresville, Blackfin, Ameripub in Charlotte, Lowe's Home Improvement, Wild Wing Cafe, Snowflake Village, all of these places to make it happen. And Lindsay, here's the special gift for you, this information that we found out just right before we started the show today. You know, Rob is going, and which is a big deal for him to be getting out and going to something like this with so many people and all that stuff. And he's got a friend coming with him. And since Old Fort is up in the mountains in the western part of North Carolina, it's close to Asheville, North Carolina. So he and his friend are stopping off in Asheville on the way home. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To visit a board game bar. I didn't know they had board game bars, but that's where he's going.
Yeah, Rob, is this a girl or a guy?
It's a girl, but it's just a friend.
This is a date. Oh,
no,
my
it's not.
God. You're going to a board game bar for a date?
No, it's not a date.
He says it's not
yes,
a date.
Yes, it is. I've seen her. She's cute. You're going
on
a date.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not.
I cannot believe you're taking this poor girl.
Well, she likes that sort of thing.
This was also, I sent this and she said, this sounds awesome.
Oh, no. We got two. No, I'm not even going to say it. Because I probably will like her, but.
But, you know, you're a woman about town. You keep up with the trends and everything. How did you not know that there were things called board game bars?
How did I not know
that?
Yeah,
how did you not know, Lindsay? You're supposed to be the one keeping up with all the trends and what's hip and cool.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one in Savannah, Georgia, too, that you probably don't know about. So,
no, I don't know about any board game bars, Rob. I know about zero. Never even heard of that because I'm not a loser. No,
whoa.
I don't want to call you that. I'm kidding.
So,
I'm kidding.
What do? You go in there and just sit in with somebody else's game, or do they have games in there you pick up and just start playing?
Yeah, you borrow them. They have 600 plus different board games. They also have, they have food and they have drinks. So
that's a pricey bar. I mean, for them to get all those games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the food sounds pretty good.
A lot of cargo shorts.
Probably.
A lot of Crocs and cargo shorts. And
yeah.
Right.
Scraggly beards and suspenders on the older guys.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so Lindsay broke some furniture for the first time in 2024. That was awful. It really affected her deeply. She's still talking about it. She just sat down in a chair that she purchased from Anthropology, which she calls Anthro. Hope that didn't pass any of you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool chicks call it Anthro.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of neat. You broke a piece of furniture. I tried Egg Foo Young for the first time in 2024. It was good. I don't know that it's going to change my standing Chinese food order, but it was good.
Yeah.
So at TJ Riggins Show, we asked this last week, did you do anything for the first time in 2024? And a lot of answers continued to come in over the weekend. Like Brooke said, I met the band Warrant in June.
Whoa.
I've been such a big fan for so long. This is a dream come true. She dreamed about meeting Warrant. That is incredible.
You know, their lead singer had passed. Janie Lane was his name. He had a drinking drug problem. He was a tortured soul.
Mm. So she met...
whatever his replacement is, and then the rest of the guys, yeah?
Okay, so the band continues on without him.
Thank
okay.
God.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she dreamed about it for so long. A lot of people say they went on a cruise for the first time this year. That makes sense because I heard cruises were deeply discounted in 2024. I went to my first concert at 41 years old, says Raquel. It was to Usher.
Oh.
And I think she's referring to that Las Vegas residency where he gets very, he'll get up in your face.
Sexual.
I think so. I've seen some wild videos out of that residency show. But it is Vegas. Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be kind of wild. And
that's creepy.
Yeah. I like it.
Would you let Usher bring you on stage and dance on you like he does at some of the shows, like where he pulls the audience member out, Lindsay?
Yes.
You would?
Yes. No, I would let him do whatever he wants. I would.
Well, excuse me.
Calm down.
Your husband's in the next room.
I'm kidding.
He stole that from Janet Jackson, though, right?
She did it a long time ago, and she got pretty graphic on stage.
She did.
I would let Janet do it to me, too.
Would you let Bowling for Soup do it? I mean, where's the line?
Who's that?
No. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Kristen said, I became a certified scuba diver and completed my first dives off the reefs of Turks and Caicos.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. I don't know how they jump from those heights wearing all that equipment that they wear, that scuba stuff.
What?
They're diving.
Heavy.
Diving.
Just always picture him in scuba's outfit up on the high diving board.
Different.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, Riggins, you were talking about the first things people tried in 2024, first time they did something. And you said yours was ordering Egg Foo Young.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was in this calendar year or may have been at the end of 2023. I don't know. But for the first time, I ordered the poo-poo platter at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
And I always hear people talking about that because, comedians make jokes about the poo-poo platter and all that kind of thing. And you know what it is?
What is it?
It's basically like a Chinese version of an appetizer sample.
Oh, okay.
You know, the sampler platter from Applebee's or Chili's or something?
Sure.
Because it just has a couple of different menu items on it, like the fried shrimp and then the, you know, may have a little bit of, it's got crab rangoon on it, a couple of them. And so it's, they have poo-poo platter for one and a poo-poo platter for two and at this place we order.
Which one did you get?
I just got the poo-poo platter for two.
Yeah, yeah. Not the worst than not having enough poo-poo.
Right.
Right. Of course. orange chicken and that got sesame chicken on there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
I love that.
Mm-hmm. A great deal.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to order it just to say it.
Yeah. Right.
The poo-poo platter for one? No, poo-poo platter for two. Poo-poo platter for two?
Yeah.
They're yelling.
You got to over order when you're getting Chinese. I mean, that's the only, you don't get not enough. That's ridiculous.
Right. Right. And then, you know, there's always leftovers, you know. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So usually, not when I get the poo-poo platter. I usually don't have leftovers. But Jody she's never gotten anything other than the sesame chicken with fried rice at a Chinese place. And it's like she eats like two pieces of the little chicken and then puts the rest of it in the refrigerator, puts the lid back on it, puts it in the refrigerator.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's full? Well, what's that?
Yeah,
about?
I guess.
Oh.
But then with leftovers, you know, she never wants me to have, if she's not going to eat it, like at a restaurant or whatever, I'm going to take that home. And she never eats it. She just doesn't want me to have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
She'd rather waste it.
Right. She would, because she'll let it sit in the refrigerator until time to throw away. You know, it's been in there too long. And you never ate it? No.
I'm coming back to it. That sesame chicken from 3 days ago.
Well, I'm taking it. I'm going to eat it. Like, are you going to eat your last whatever on your plate? No, but I'm taking it home.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Before we get to those trending stories, just want to tell you we had a huge day. I think one of the most touching days in the history of all of broadcasting and community involvement that I've ever been a part of. So we'll get into all the details of that and share that story, pass along that that Christmas joy to you in just a few minutes.
Yeah, so now trending, Billie Eilish got hit in the face, another artist to get hit during a concert. She's performing that song from the Barbie soundtrack. It's called What Was I Made For? It won the Oscar, I think. She's performing this song in Arizona, and somebody throws like a whole beaded necklace at her, and it hits her square in the face. And it's like this kind of sad, you know, emotional song, and she does it really well, but just gets drilled.
What does she say? Is she cool? Like,
no,
does she just go off?
She continues the song,
cool.
But she she goes like kind of just frustrated and also like stinging, probably because it hit her right in the face.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. So
vile.
Why are people doing that?
Because they're not getting jail time for it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. There needs to be a more severe punishment for that to get it to stop. Like, you get banned from every concert for the rest of your life. You cannot go to another public entertainment event.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's crazy.
You just get banned forever.
I mean, it's like going to a restaurant and throwing something at the server. Like, you'd get arrested or, you know, charged that way. I don't know why this is allowed, and it keeps happening. And why you would want to do that to an artist that you like.
Right. Mm-hmm. You just paid all that money to go see him.
And you remember, I was a victim of a very dangerous near hit on a stage like that with a full 16-ounce can of beer.
That's true.
So, obviously, my cat-like reflexes allowed me to dodge it, but...
Where
it was close.
Would it have hit you in the head?
Right in the head.
Right in the head.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Was I there? I feel like I was
in
there.
Birmingham.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You probably wanted through it.
Take this.
Get off the stage.
Yellowstone is trending. The season 5 season finale happened last night, or maybe the series finale. No one's really sure if Yellowstone will continue for a season 6. Now, TJ, I know you like all these Taylor Sheridan shows. Are you interested in a season 6 of Yellowstone?
No. Funny you should ask, Brother Riggins, because I loved Yellowstone in the first years. But then it got to a point, I don't know if you remember, but I came in and I said, I don't like it anymore. It's turned into a nighttime soap opera. It's too really? Soap opera-ish. Mm-hmm. Now there's controversy because Quentin Tarantino said Yellowstone was a soap opera, and the Yellowstone fans are freaking out at him.
They don't like it.
So obviously, he's been listening to the show, heard me say it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. That's where he got it.
Because I said it way before he did.
Yeah.
Sure.
He said there's also not enough women's feet in this show.
Yeah.
I need more gratuitous shots of feet in there. Yeah, so I don't
that's
know.
That's it. He's making reference to Quentin Tarantino having a foot fetish, not that he's copying me on that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see if that comes back for season 6. And there's a new survey out about how people celebrate Christmas, and I think it's pretty interesting. I'll share it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I want to ask y'all about your Christmas experience as a kid, because there's a new survey out that says your grandparents or your parents probably didn't receive gifts from Santa that were wrapped.
Yeah.
And I know that was my dad's experience, because when he grew up, they didn't even put up a tree until Christmas morning when they woke up. Mm-hmm. They would walk into the living room and the whole house would be decorated. And all the presents would be there under the tree. They put up the lights all on Christmas Eve. I mean, everything.
The way they always do on TV, on soap operas and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now thinking about that, I'm like, I can't even believe people did that.
Yeah.
But now it's so uncommon that Santa doesn't deliver wrapped gifts. Mm-hmm. I was curious about y'all's experience growing up. Like, what was Christmas morning like? Were the gifts wrapped and stuff like that?
Our gifts weren't. Mine and my brother's gifts, Santa didn't wrap them back then.
Really?
And I'm wondering, does it depend on where you grew up? Because my husband grew up in Chicago, and theirs were all wrapped, but none of ours were wrapped.
Oh, really?
And I'm from the South, so it's, I don't know if it's a...
So they would just be placed under the tree, or would they be...
It depends on what it was. The bigger items, like if Santa brought me a bicycle one year, it would be set up like kind of across the room. Maybe wherever Santa had room to set it up.
Yeah.
But then the other stuff would just be under the tree, the smaller items and all. Mm-hmm.
And were those all gifts from Santa Claus?
Yeah. Everything Christmas morning was from Santa. We did all the family gifts and everything on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Same.
You separated out like that.
Yeah.
Was there, and TJ, I know you're the youngest and your parents were vying for your love and attention. Was there, so you got a lot of stuff that your brother may not have gotten, but was there one gift that you always wanted or you really wanted that you didn't get on Christmas?
No.
There wasn't one like that. Huh? You got everything you always wanted.
No, it wasn't that. It's that I didn't want for a whole lot, you know?
Oh, really?
I didn't say, I got to have this. This is all I want. This is all I want. Not really, no.
I love that.
Were you begging your parents or Santa Claus for something that Santa never delivered on?
Sure. Yeah. Like I wanted a trampoline. All my friends were getting them.
Okay.
And my parents were not going to get a trampoline for us.
Really?
Yeah, like one of those big ones.
Yeah. And they told Santa not to bring you one, too.
Oh, yeah, they told. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And honestly, my mom worked in the ER, so she had seen a lot.
Oh, right.
Of accidents. So she was like, Santa's not bringing you that. You ain't getting that.
Yeah, I put a P.S. on your letter to Santa this year you don't know about. Oh. P.S. Don't bring that trampoline.
No, but
yeah.
I'm still on it. I cry myself to sleep every night.
But I know some people are like that. Even as adults, they're still bitter about not getting the Stretch Armstrong, action figure, anything like
That's
that.
That's ridiculous.
Mine was a drum kit.
Yeah, you wanted a drum kit, never got it.
Yeah, it was going to be too loud for them, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're already dealing with how loudly you speak and laugh.
Right.
Not looking to amplify anything in this house.
And a drum kit's not going to drown you out.
No,
so
it's
just going to add to it.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with not delivering the drum kit. Good job, Santa. That was a good call on your part.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, we got a lot to catch you up on because our big breaking and entering event happened this past weekend. It happened Saturday night, and it was fantastic. Now, if you've been with the show for a long time and you say breaking and entering event, what does that mean? Well, we did breaking and entering Christmas differently this year with all of the damage in the mountains of North Carolina from Hurricane Helene, with all the flooding and the devastation and people losing everything they've got. We decided for breaking and entering efforts this year to go toward bringing Christmas to a town that lost everything. And we're talking about lost their homes, lost their businesses, lost everything, including their little town's Christmas decorations and all of the stuff that it takes to have their little festival every year with a parade. So that's where all of our efforts went to this year. And Alexis from the show was the head of our project and did a great job. She really did. She did a great job. And I know I usually, you know, throw in a joke at her expense because she's so fun to pick at. But I'm being serious. She did a wonderful job, and it couldn't have been done on our end without her.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. A little clap.
But it was way beyond what I thought it was going to be as far as heartwarming and touching, and it really was an honor for us to be able to be part of that. This is a town that has a lot of their citizens still living in tents. I mean, they have nothing because they lost it all. So when you look out through the crowd of people who are having so much fun, and the kids are jumping around and playing tag and just, you know, getting a little toy and saying, oh, wow, this is great, I got a toy. And you think about when they leave there, they're going to a tent, you know, and none of them that we saw had any type of chip on their shoulder. They were all so appreciative. They are all strong in their faith. And they depend on each other, which is what has gotten them through. Neighbors depending on neighbors. And everything, we got that ice skating rink in there for the kids. And could you put another, like, could you have thrown a nickel in that ice skating rink, Riggins, and had it hit the ground, or it would have just gotten stopped because there were so many kids in there piling that thing?
It was certainly one of the biggest hits of the day. I mean, it was packed out. It was packed out.
Loved it.
It was just an overall amazing day. Mm-hmm. And that was certainly one of the focal points of it, was that great ice skating rink.
Yeah, and then the parade was cool. And I knew that before that parade started, I knew that they were going to be throwing candy.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Because a lot of places, you know, they don't, you know, it's a danger now, they say, too dangerous to be throwing candy. Not them. They're like, dangerous? Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, they're flinging it. Just flinging it.
Guess who was so excited to get some candy off the street?
Who?
Jody.
Yeah, my wife.
There's candy being thrown, I'm on it.
I'll shake that Laffy Taffy. All right, so we have some more incredible stories to share with you, and then we'll tell you about where you get the videos to go check it out for yourself, and we got all that coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
And again, thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us make the breaking and entering celebration in Old Fort, North Carolina, a reality. Lily and Grace Boutique in Langtree of Mooresville, North Carolina. Jewelers on Main in downtown Mooresville, North Carolina. Blackfin Ameripub in Charlotte. And who am I missing?
Lowe's Home Improvement. Snowflake Village. FS Drinks.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking. FS Drinks. So,
Hungry Heroes for providing all the food.
And that was incredible. Yeah. Our friend Amanda, that's her charity, feeding the first responders and police officers and all that. And she fed all these people. And that was what I was going to get to next, was the site that we beheld toward the end of the night, right before the Christmas tree lighting, you look to the right and there was a line of people to get something, and you look to the left and there was another line going the opposite direction to get something. Right before the Christmas tree lighting, say an hour before, a truck backed up and threw the back door open of the truck and started passing out toys. Well, I didn't know where this was coming from, but they started passing out toys. That's about the same time that Amanda opened up Hungry Heroes to start feeding people. And they had ham and green beans and mashed potatoes and all of that kind of stuff for like a Christmas-style dinner. And the truck that pulled up there was full of toys that they were just handing out. And come to find out, it was from my old home of Huntsville, Alabama. It was somebody there that had heard about what was going on and sent a truckload of toys. And these kids were lined up getting these toys. They weren't pushing. They weren't shoving. They weren't complaining. They didn't say, she got this and I didn't get that. None of that. It was just like, you hand them a toy and they were over the moon excited about it.
I love that.
My wife's sitting there crying, watching them.
Oh, yeah.
And she cried in our podcast when we recorded it yesterday. So that goes up at noon today on our social medias and on the homepage. And then after she goes, sorry, I almost cried. I'm like, you almost cried?
Almost.
You're blubbering. But anyway, you look at that. They're getting food at one side. They're getting toys handed from charity to the other side. And that is the essence of Christmas magic. Mm-hmm. The Christmas spirit right there. And then do you have that? You remember the name of that company, Riggins, that the guy handed you the little slip?
I will find it. It was like Pawn and Pistols.
Yeah, something. It was a pawn shop in Huntsville, Alabama. And I'm guessing they sent the toys, but they also had people walking through the crowd handing families envelopes. And they open the envelope and there's cash in it. And then there's just a sheet that says from this business. Oh. The Ed's something or other. Do you remember?
Awesome. Larry's.
Larry's.
Larry's Pistol and Pawn in Madison.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I would cry mm-hmm. looking at that.
Yeah,
oh,
we didn't even know. We were like, what? And he said, yeah, they're handing out envelopes with cash.
Oh, my God.
For money.
Just like that.
It was crazy.
I love that. They're good people.
Christmas magic and the Christmas spirit all over that town the other day, and God all over it.
Mm-hmm. More TJ and Riggins coming up.